Some lucky towns. A lot of towns will get skipped, though. Then better rain chances as we get towards Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rain chances over the weekend are better with storms in greater supply all 3 days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A newly filed lawsuit says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility. The alleged incident happened at Elmcroft of Halcyon. The woman was taken to the hospital and is currently in the ICU. The facility has not responded to requests for comment. The search for new police and fire chiefs is now underway in Selma. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating two search committees to help find permanent chiefs. And there's a new mural in the city of Troy. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places that helped lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as the artist for the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin booty smile. I got a Charmin booty smile. My ultra star. I got a Charmin booty smile. By the near to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra soft, so cozy. I'm grinning cheek to cheek. Woo! Charmin booty smile. I got
Charmin ultra soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
So ultra soft.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump calls new sanctions on Iran hard-hitting. And this time, he is taking direct aim at Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
Our first look at Jussie Smollett the night he claimed he was assaulted. Police body cam video capturing Smollett still wearing the noose he says his attackers put around his neck.
Researchers now say they're tracking body temperatures and beneficial brown fat found those who drank small amounts of coffee had a spike in metabolic activity.
The 1-2 comes home and Bellinger rifles it.
Another young fan hospitalized after being struck by a foul ball, this time at Dodger Stadium over the weekend.
Enough is enough.
The U.S. government has removed most of the 300 migrant children found living in squalor at a border facility.
Metro Transit police officer under investigation in Washington, D.C. The officer seen shoving and then using a stun gun on a man who was questioning police.
That's it. U.S. is going to the quarterfinals, a date with friends on Friday.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. First time callers need to let Joey the producer know, and then any caller can get in. The first time callers can get in on the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Also, if you want to give me your suggestion of when Fresh Market should cook ribs, you can pick any day or multiple days, Monday through the 4th of July, Thursday. Right now, it seems that Tuesday and Wednesday seem to be the most popular. Fresh Market will be doing ribs, and we'll draw a name out of the people who give us their suggestion, and you'll get a free slab of ribs. How about that? Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How y'all guys doing today?
We are really good.
Now, first thing I want to let let y'all know right off the bat is I don't want my name put in for the ribs, but I do have a suggestion.
Yes.
I think they need to start cooking those ribs immediately.
Like this weekend, huh?
The sooner the possible.
There you go.
Guys, patience is a virtue. I think we all can agree that patience is a virtue. And let's have patience with our president. It's amazing how the tide can change overnight. It's just wonderful. It's beautiful. It's magnificent. It's almost as great as winning all the time with our president.
Excuse me.
So anyway, I'm gonna take some time today to thank our president for the hard work that he's already done and the hard work that he's looked forward to doing for the American people, even more than just our military, the Supreme Court, federal court systems, tariffs, tax cuts, you name it, he's done it. He's not only made America great again, like it was before the last administration destroyed it, but I want to take the time to thank Obama for coming in and creating the biggest mess of a president ever did in the United States to wake the American people up. Obama, I give you credit for that and that alone. Donald Trump is not only building the wall, but he's already get ready to solve the border problem. Mexico, remember, ain't Mexico already blocking the other border?
Yeah, here's the thing that is interesting, and Fox is the one that's taking the lead on this. Remember, Trump asked for 6,000 troops, or the Mexicans said they'd do 6,000. They now have 15,000 National Guard members. Now, remember, their National Guard is the Estado Mayor, which has police powers in Mexico. And they're at the southern and the northern border. 15,000 Estado Mayor.
Yep.
That's incredible.
That's incredible. That's great. Like I said, Dan, I don't know. You know, I know there's a lot of Americans out there that feel the same way I do. And, you know, I think all Americans can sit back and watch Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Cortez. And I think the American people is clearly seeing how big of a joke this really is. It's just a shame. But you know what? Don't let them steal your thunder. We take back the Supreme Court. Planned Parenthood is just about out of America completely, and America is stronger today than it ever was for the last administration. And we move into a position in our country for the future of our grandchildren and our children, and that doesn't have any racial lines. All of us have children that we love and grandchildren that we care about, and I think that's where the American people are now. They're fed up with it. It's going to be hilarious. I can't wait to watch the Democrats this week in the debates. It's almost like a three-wing circus is going to take place here. It's fantastic. It really is. So, Dan, what do you think about all of this? And one other thing I want to ask, the press release from the Mullers of Iran, are you familiar with what I'm talking about, Dan?
I am. We're calling them retarded?
Yeah. That tells me that Iran has been spanked and put in its place, and it knows. That's what that tells me.
Well, and also, the Persians are very prideful people, and they're just trying to get Trump's goat is what they're trying to do.
Exactly. But I think what they have realized is they actually are dealing with somebody that's leading from strength and that's not going to play with. We're not sending troops in. We're not getting our boys and girls hurt over there. But we got some American people pay taxes, and we have some things that we can send over there without having any our boys and girls, our men and women in the military in arms way if we don't have to. So Iran better think very hard and long about that. And I thank God for Trump leading with strength in our country and putting us back in the world's view of our strength instead of our weaknesses. I just want to thank everybody, all the Americans that voted for Donald Trump and all the ones who ain't thinking about it or are thinking about it. Think about your children. Think about America. Get out there and let's do it. It's out there. America's great again. And get out there and get a pizza. I mean, Dan, it works everywhere.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. I have two clients in particular, and they're having a hard time. They are expanding their businesses, and they're having a hard time finding people to work.
And now that's a good thing.
That is a great thing. And he gave his current employees a raise.
Yes, they did.
Across the board because of the great work that they had done.
And I see the overall excitement in our country. People are regaining their pride in America back. And once again, I'm going to close out, Dan, on just telling everybody this. Whenever you get down in the dumps and you're not happy with Trump's doing, just wait. He's doing it for a reason. Look at it today. He's got them scandaling. And he give them 2 weeks, but they're only going to be in there for a week before they get a break, right?
Yeah, they're gone this Friday. And matter of fact, we're going to get into the IG report and some other things that are happening. I think there's a timing mechanism that once Congress gets out of town, and then I think the shoes are going to drop. The question is, will it be before 4th of July or after 4th of July?
Yeah, and the head of Homeland Security, Trump needs to fire him. He's a leaker.
No, let me tell you something. Somebody else said that. I did some research on it, and I don't think that that's correct. You're going to hear Mark Morgan in a little bit talk about that. But I think this guy was being set up.
Well, he could have been. We'll see. I sure hope it isn't like I heard it, because that would, if it did happen like the way I heard it, I'm sure Trump called him up and told him to get his bags back real quick. But maybe
I don't think that happened like that.
Okay, well, look forward to round two of that to come out when there ain't no leak. But keep it up, Trump. Clean it up,
Rodney. Let me ask you a couple questions. Are you off on Friday?
We're going to be off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're shutting down.
On for 4th of July, okay.
Yep.
Are you staying in town or are you going down to Louisiana?
Well, not this weekend. I'm not going next weekend. I'll be going down that way. So,
Is there real good eating at your place on 4th of July?
Oh, man. Let me tell you, if I'm down in my house in Louisiana, it's no telling what we roll up in there. It could be some alligator burgers. It could be some jambalaya, some crawfish pie, filet gumbo. You ever heard that song before?
I have.
But anyway, yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, anytime down Louisiana when it's during the holidays, terrific places to go down there. And Dan, if you ever need any, ideas or anything for down there, I got some excellent ones in the chest here I could tell you about. But anyway, I'm not holding the line up here. But just go.
How close are you to Mubah?
To who?
To Mubah, Louisiana. Mubah.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's the name of a town called Mubah. Moo for cow, ba for sheep. That really is the name of the city. That's really the name of the town.
I don't know. I could be close to it, not know it.
Yeah, exactly. It's right on a bayou where they build boats.
Okay, that might be down in. I'm trying to think what you're saying, because I know it's it's a Cajun slang to it. That's why I'm not understanding it. But it could be down in Lafitte, you know, down in Grand Isle. Or,
yeah, it is close to Grand Isle because what we were doing is we were going out fishing, and we'd go out to the oil rigs down from Grand Isle. And I want to tell you what, you can catch some fish down there.
Oh, yeah, yes, you can. I've been out there many times, man. We go right up underneath them big rigs and tie off to the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Catch one of those big old amberjack, 100-plus pounds.
Yeah, and then by the time you're done, your back, neck, everything hurts.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even crawl out the boat because you got to crawl out because you can't walk so tired.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly
but
right.
It's amazing, but it's fun.
It really is. I've been scuba diving on a platform when a group of black tunas came through, and those things will hurt you. And what you're supposed to do is get behind a pylon because they will literally knock the breath out of you, which is not a good thing when you're underwater, by the way.
You're right. And one other thing I'll tell you is not very pleasant to see when you're fishing underneath the rig and all of a sudden you look down and it looked like the water got dark. And it's nothing but a big school of barracudas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't fall overboard.
Yeah. Don't look like bait. Rodney, you have a great day.
All right, y'all. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Let's go to a break. Sam, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Sam, hang on for me for one moment, please. Joey, let's pop off this other Latino for Trump piece here.
Our lead story over the last couple of weeks has been the immigration problem and what's going on at the border. I know that a lot of folks in Florida are watching what the president's doing. What's the reaction there?
Well, certainly what I would tell you as the daughter of immigrants, I understand all too well the importance of immigration, particularly for a state like Florida. But we also recognize that we are a country of laws and you have to respect those laws. And it's unfortunate that Congress has not been able to get their act together under Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to be able to come together and do common sense immigration reform. But at the end of the day, what we're looking for here is to make sure that we provide opportunities for all Americans to prosper. And that's something that President Trump has been focused on, and that's something that he's going to continue to focus on.
When there are tens of thousands of migrants who are released into the United States, ultimately that becomes a burden on the various localities. There in Florida, how much of a burden has it been financially to try to support the incoming migrants?
Well, obviously it's a burden. Obviously it taxes our social services. If you look at everything from education to health care, we have to understand that this is a cost to the American people, and we want to make sure that legal immigrants, those that are following the law, those that are doing things correctly, that they aren't penalized. So really, that's what our focus is. We want to make sure that we continue to move forward policies that are going to address economic prosperity for all those that come to our country legally and for those that are here currently.
Let me tell you something. When you look at the numbers on the employment and the increased wages for Hispanics, they are very, very impressive. He got 35% of the vote last time, depending on where it happens, but getting those kind of numbers in Florida would be huge. Let's go to the phones to go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Dan, I do enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You know, last night I was watching Univision and flipping around the channels, and it was right about the time the news was on, and they were showing the border and the detention centers and whatnot, listen, the floors were clean, the cages looked nice. I mean, people have to be processed. You just can't turn them loose. And this is a land of opportunity, and there's a lot for people coming in, but still, it just can't be wide open. And anyways, like I said, when I saw the news, you hear about these bad conditions. I know things are rough, but. But also, I'm biased. See, I was Army, okay? I've lived plenty of my life in a tent with a dirt floor. And let me just stop that. But before I forget, let me throw my opinion on the ribs.
Please.
Either Monday or Thursday. That's usually I'm up and down. I'm out of Pike County, out of the Troy area. And usually I'm on the road. You know, I come up. I'm in Montgomery over the weekends and. Just a Monday or Thursday.
Okay. Sam, give me your month and day of birth.
3/5.
3/5. So you're on the road during the week?
What I mean is I live on the farm, and mother is on here, lives in Montgomery and has a property, and I come up here. And that's like right now. I'm here in Montgomery. I got all my tools. Dan, if you need something fixed or torn up, I can do either one. I'm here for you, man.
Sam, I always need something fixed. And my home is just a gigantic repair place.
Oh, listen, I heard a couple weeks ago, I heard you talking about you had to pull guys over and they getting different ones. I bet you keep things nice and neat.
No, let me tell you, my problem is I have an older home, and so
yes,
the deck, you know, I need wood replaced on the deck. I've got some... I always have things going on, so...
Well, that's it. That's it, the maintenance cost. Just keeping a place up.
Is that what you do for a living?
No, sir. I'm retired, but like I said, I pretty much... we manage a farm and just, you know, take care of a couple of properties. Excuse me? Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. Tell you something. There is a real market for handyman repair people in this world.
I don't doubt that a bit. Somebody's trying to reach me right now. Sam,
you go get that call, and you have a great day, and you have a great 4th of July.
Man, I enjoy your show so much. Y'all have a good time.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's do this, Joey Son. Let's take a little early break, and we'll get into this Mark Morgan pieces. He's the guy that's now taking over ICE, and former Obama appointee, former Secret Service, worked in some capacity, I think, as a U.S. Attorney's Office also. Mark Morgan is his name. We'll be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has helped. Healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. Oh, I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. A pair of changes just announced for the Trump administration. The acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner John Sanders says he's stepping down. This as the fight continues over detention conditions and migrants at our southern border. Sanders didn't give a reason for his leaving. He filled the post after Kevin McAleenan moved over to replace Kirstjen Nielsen this spring. Meanwhile, lawmakers are grappling with legislation.
House Democratic leaders expect to have the votes to pass a $4.5 billion emergency funding bill to address humanitarian concerns at the southern border.
Fox's Jared Halpern in the White House has promised to veto the bill. And the next White House press secretary will be First Lady Melania Trump's communications chief, Stephanie Grisham. Mrs. Trump tweeting she's excited to have Stephanie working for both sides of the White House. This is a Fox News alert.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This summertime pattern rolls on. Very little day-to-day change with another hot and humid day today. High in the low to mid-90s. Heat index again, 100 to 105. What is this, the fifth day in a row now? Scattered random afternoon and evening storms here and there. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow and Thursday, highs in the low 90s again. Spotty hit or miss storms for some lucky towns. A lot of towns will get skipped, though. Then better rain chances as we get towards Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rain chances over the weekend are better with storms in greater supply all 3 days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. So, when you have a chance, could you grab the Trey Gowdy cuts from yesterday?
Sure.
Just wheel them over. There are two that I would like to use in that. I want to get into this new email situation that Judicial Watch has come up with and Jay Sekulow has come up with, but I want to kind of get the border stuff and some of the others before we get into the deep things. This is Mark Morgan. He's the guy, as soon as I saw him, I liked him. He was the Obama person, that appointee that talked about that there really is a crisis on the border, and then Trump appointed him as ICE director, former Secret Service. I believe he was in the U.S. Attorney's Office also. But he's impressive. He's doing a really good job. So he's going to react to the report that he was told that DHS had to stand down on raids. Listen to this.
There's a story out today that Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan is accused of leaking the plans for the ICE raids because he was opposed to it and ordered top officials to stand down. The story says that you were one of the top officials he told to, stand down on it. Did he?
So I hope you can understand it. My current position as acting ICE director, it would just be inappropriate for me to talk about specific discussions that I'm having with the acting secretary. But what I can
But Mark, this is a pretty serious accusation. If he asked you to stand down, you would think you would be able to reveal that.
I don't think it would be appropriate for me in this position, Steve, to talk about the discussions that I'm having with the acting secretary or anyone from the White House. I think those need to stay privileged. But what I can say is that information, detailed information about the operation was leaked. It was out there, and that's egregious. The operation was compromised, and when that happens, the lives of agents and officers are absolutely put at risk, and that was egregious, and we're taking a look at that.
All right, I will say this. I just spoke to Kevin McAleenan's office, and they vehemently denied. And not only that, he said that through a spokesperson that in his 18-year career, he's never leaked anything.
So I will say that that's exactly what I've heard. You've heard exactly the same thing that I have, is that the acting secretary has denied that the leaks came from him. That is correct.
So that I wanted to play that so you can kind of clear that up, because there really were a whole bunch of stuff pinging around last night and early this morning. But when I started digging into it, this seems to be the more accurate role. So now Mark Morgan's going to be talking about who would release the information and what would they have to gain by it in upholding the rule of law.
Why would anybody leak that stuff? Because ultimately what it did was it derailed the operation for at least 2 weeks.
That's exactly right. It's I have the same question. Not only did it compromise, not only did it absolutely negatively impact our ability to maintain integrity of the system, enforce the rule of law, and help mitigate this crisis, mm-hmm. but again, the really egregious part was it put agents and officers' lives in jeopardy by leaking that information out, and I hope we're able to find out how when this happened.
Mark, I want to ask you about these ICE raids because they've been halted for 2 weeks. President Trump hoping that Democrats come to the table and are willing to compromise. Call me skeptical, but we shall see. But these raids have been vilified by many. ICE has been vilified by many. The accusation is that they're ripping up families. Can you give some truth on what's actually going on here with these raids and why they were necessary? Why they may be necessary?
Yes, so thank you for asking that question. This is the thing that's just so incredulous, and it's irresponsible, the rhetoric that's out there. I want to make sure the American people know this is about maintaining the integrity system, enforcing the rule of law. The individuals we're talking about are either criminal aliens or including families that have had due process, access to attorneys, access to interpreters, and at the end, a judge ordered them removed, and they still stay here illegally. They've received due process. If we don't enforce the rule of law, there's no integrity in the system, and we might as well just get rid of the entire process.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Tuesday.
All right.
What's up, big guy?
Well, you know what? That was Trey Gowdy. Was that who was talking?
No, that's Mark Morgan. He's the new director of ICE.
Oh, right. Well, now, he's right. You may as well go ahead and get rid of the whole thing, which is exactly what the Democrats want to do.
Amen.
They don't want to have any borders. They want to just, you know, completely turn the world upside down. But, you know, I was going to say that last hour y'all mentioned Huckabee Sanders was leaving.
Right.
And I'm going to miss her. I tell you, she had this look that she would give the media, like, don't you make me come up off this platform. I will slap you cross-eyed.
I will hurt you.
It was priceless. And they knew it, too. You know, she was a tough cookie. And I loved it. I loved the way she dealt with the media. So, but she will be missed. You know, this leak that occurred that threw everybody into conniption fits. It also had another effect, though, appears to me.
What's that?
It dragged Nancy Pelosi kicking and screaming to the negotiating table. The idea that Trump is going to start rounding people up and sending them back, all of a sudden he gets a call from Nancy Pelosi. Who has ever heard such a thing, Dan?
Well,
Nancy Pelosi doesn't call anybody.
Yeah, she was... I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't think Nancy Pelosi or the Democrats are going to be able to do anything. I think that nothing will happen, and Trump will be deporting these folks. You're going to hear in the next clip about what this deportation really means. I mean, what it basically is these guys have not shown up for court. A judge has ordered their deportation. They've ignored multiple requests, and they need to get them out of the country.
Yeah. So what's the problem? Except for one thing, Dan, and I am really surprised that the knowledge of that motivated Nancy Pelosi to pick up the phone and call and say, look, let's try to make a deal. I've never seen Nancy Pelosi lift a finger to try to make a deal with a Republican. But all of a sudden now she's willing to do something or try something. I think that's a remarkable thing, don't you?
Well, if it turns into something, I think it's very remarkable. But this just has Trojan horse written all over it to me.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be kind of a delay tactic.
I got you there. I can see that. But, I mean, I don't know. I was just kind of impressed that all of a sudden Trump's got, you know, the Mexicans stopping people down there before they even get to Mexico, and now he's going to turn around and start taking people back down to South America, and then the Democrats are all panicked, like, oh my gosh, he's going to do it whether we want him to or not, and he's going to do it without our help, so we better do something.
I'll tell you something that's interesting, Papa B, is that the immigration issue being seen as a problem has moved up in the polls. Now, it's not at huge numbers. It's like 23%, but that's clearly an upward motion in it to where it was, say, a year ago.
Yes, Yeah, and so they've got to pay attention to it, is what you're saying.
Well, I think they're going to get the blame for it.
If they don't do something, they're going
to
get...
They're not going to do anything. They need to look like they're doing something.
Okay. Well, anyway, kind of fun to watch the Democrats sort of squirm, though, to me, since Trump is, like, taking charge. They're not helping, but he's going to try to get the job done anyway, and it looks like he's going to get some part of the job done.
As a friend of mine said, who needs the other branch of government when you have Donald Trump?
No doubt. And, I'd say this, Joey, you mentioned something that I thought about not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in the Joey Clark Hour yesterday, talking about Biden, saying he wanted to beat Donald Trump up and crap like that.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump would drop him like a sack of potatoes. Let me tell you something. I think we ought to do that. I think we ought to have a cage match.
Yeah, put him in the steel cage.
Let's have an MMA cage
match. The hell with the electoral college.
Yeah.
We'll do a cage fight.
The only problem is the next year the Democrats will have had The Rock. And so I don't know what we'd do to come up with somebody. But right now, if it was Donald Trump and...
We'll get Glenn Jacobs. He's the mayor of Knox County. You might know him as Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
My son said he's a very popular guy up
there.
He's
very brilliant, too. Great guy. I would love to talk to him.
Yeah, he's up in Knoxville. Hey. He said, this guy's where he's a rock star.
Yeah.
Let's just save everybody a bunch of time and trouble, put them in a steel cage match, and have them go...
There you go, buddy.
All right, guys, we'll see you.
Yeah, have a good one. Let's go to the phones to go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
Doing extremely well.
Hey, let's make sure that's a no-holds-barred match, okay?
There you go.
Now, did I understand correctly that the Democrats have ponied up $4+ billion for so-called trumped up, no pun intended, humanitarian crisis, but there is no money to stop the people from coming here?
Well, that's what the bill says, but it has not been introduced. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have enough votes to do that yet.
I hope she never gets them. That is nonsense.
Yeah, Trump said he'd veto it.
And I'm so glad he will. That just doesn't make any sense. One doesn't go with the other. Or am I just cross-eyed?
Well, you're not cross-eyed. But I have seen you cross-eyed before, but there was something involved with that helped create that problem. Yeah, there you go.
I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly. I thought that I had, and being the great clarifier that you are, we're all clarified now.
Like butter.
I hope you guys have a good day.
You have a great day. By the way, your team was really good at the house today. I had a pecan tree limb come off on my pagoda, and went out, talked to the guy, and he said, "Yes, sir, I'll get right up there and do it." And he just got up in the ladder and had to pull it down while I steadied the ladder for him. But just great guys. You have wonderful teams at PMS.
I'll make sure they know you shouted out to them on the radio.
You got it, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Keep doing the good work you do.
My probationary period hasn't passed for 3 weeks yet.
No, I don't think it has. I think that was like 2 months ago.
I don't even remember. It's been so long.
Oh, come on.
I'll call back in at some other day.
You got it, my friend.
Hey, thanks. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Let's continue on with Mark Morgan talking about the finances can fix the problem here. Funding to fix the problem.
Mark, the House may take up that $4.5 billion border bill later today. There's this problem inside the Democratic caucus. They don't have enough people who would vote for it. But if it does pass the House and through the Senate, the White House is threatening this morning that they would go ahead and veto it because there is no money added for beds for ICE to detain people, zero wall money, nor any more money for additional border security measures. Instead, they're pushing more protections for children. You would think that if they're going to come up with something, both sides would get something out of the bill. But in this one, it sounds like it's all lopsided, where it's just what the Democrats want and nothing that the president wants.
So, Steve, this is what's so frustrating. No one now can deny that this is a crisis, both a humanitarian and national security crisis. So you're absolutely right. We need funding to cover both sides of this crisis. Mm-hmm. We absolutely need it for the children, for HHS, for the bed space. But ICE needs it. CBP needs it to handle the humanitarian crisis and the national security crisis. It can't be lopsided or this crisis will not end. We need Congress to step up and give us the funding to address this entire crisis.
That's exactly to Wayne's point. That, and like I said, they can't seem to get the bill out, and Trump has said, if you're not putting other elements in there, then I'm just going to veto it. Now, he's got to be careful with this, because this is on his side now. He's got kind of control of the situation. He doesn't need to give another win to the Democrats by them running to the media saying, oh, Trump is separating kids from family. These people were folks that were, a judge ordered them deported, period. They're just carrying out the judge's orders. I want to give a shout-out to Peggy, who's out in California, listening to us on the app. Thanks, Peggy, for the message. Out there with her mom, taking care of her. Mike D, coming back to you. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you may commence with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Judell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Folks, what a great time to go get the your Beta and VHS and 8mm films converted over to digital so you can keep them forever. How do you do that? Well, you go to my good friend Dan Black and get him to convert those over for you. He's got the equipment. You just drop them off to him. He'll take it and turn it around and give you a very reasonable price. You need to call him and ask him, what is the Dan Marsh Show special for today? The telephone number is 334-440-7818. 334-440-7818. Dan Black Studios. He's a great guy. I've known him for decades and decades and decades and decades. Great guy. And also, if you need video done for business or for something you're selling, you want to put up on the internet, he can take care of that in studio or out of studio. He's got a complete set that he can do for you. Where say you're going to be meeting and talking to somebody and you want to videotape it, he's got the studio just for you for that. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Mike D. Hey, Mike D, how are you?
Hey, Dan the man, how you doing, brother?
I'm really good.
That's good to hear. I went out to Sweet Creek Sunday to redeem my gift basket.
Yeah?
And, man, I loaded up. First, I ate lunch. I had the BLT. I hadn't had that before, and it was fantastic. And then I ordered the day before. I went ahead and called in and ordered a Boston butt.
Ooh. Aren't those incredible?
Man, it is so good, and so much of it. My goodness. We have five people eating on it. We ate it for dinner Sunday night. We ate it for lunch yesterday and dinner again last night. I still have, like, half of it left.
I know, and that's what I tell Reed. You know, when you go in and get some of these other Boston butts, they're like, you know, two-thirds or half the size of his. I did one for a football get-together thing, and there were literally 13 people there, and there was a bunch left over.
Yeah, and I even made Karen laugh. She asked me if I wanted them to pick it for me, and I said, I've been picking my butt my whole life. I got that. Fine. I got a watermelon, and, man, that thing was sweet and delicious. And I picked up a whole peach cobbler. I had that. Still got some of that left. Man, it was just fantastic. So I shared my gift basket with everybody.
You're living high on the hog, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, it pays to listen to your show.
It does, Mike. I really appreciate you being a listener. I appreciate your friendship.
You too, Dan. Joey, y'all have a great day, bud.
Take care. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show on a Tuesday. Mark Morgan's going to go back and talk about raids here. Let's continue on with him.
By the way, Nancy Pelosi came out and said, your raids are about process. They are a violation of status, not a valid reason to deport illegal immigrants. Is she characterizing the raids correctly?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Again, these individuals have had more due process than I think any country would have given an immigrant. And a judge has given them a final order of removal, which they are not complying with. I've asked them to come to ICE. I don't want to send ICE agents to their home or work, but they refuse. They won't come to us and work with us to, in a humane, compassionate way, remove them to their country. We have no choice to get them. This is about the rule of law and in maintaining the integrity of the system. I object to that kind of rhetoric.
Okay, let me kind of lay this out to you the way a law enforcement person laid it out to me. A judge rules you to be guilty of something, and you don't show up, and you're supposed to go to the pokey, or you're supposed to be whatever. They come and get you. And this whole thing of separating families, don't commit a crime. Don't commit a crime if you're worried about being a family being taken apart. You came here illegally. You went through due process. You were found guilty. And a judge, ordered you deported. Not Donald Trump. A judge ordered you deported. And that's a big, big difference. Now, I told you when I first heard about this, I worried about the optics of it. I hope they get this thing right. Because if they do, it will come across and it will make a point that they don't care about the rule of law. And yeah, how many times have we heard Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren say, nobody's above the law? Let me ask you something. Does that apply also to an illegal immigrant that's here, that a judge has ruled that they should be deported? Doesn't that apply also, Elizabeth, Kamala, and Cory? See, if it's the shoe's on the other foot, if it's not Donald Trump, then all of a sudden there's quiet as a mouse on this kind of subject. But that just shows how hypocritical they are. Let's continue on here with the funding and politics. Listen to this.
Mark, one of the concerns is about the detained migrant children and the conditions that they may be in. And one of the accusations is that they are in unsanitary conditions. How accurate is that?
Listen.
So there's absolutely some truth to that. And that's why we've been asking Congress for a very long time to pass this supplement. Again, the Border Patrol stations, they were designed for adults, yeah, to only for a few hours and be removed. They are overcrowded. They've got hundreds of children in there. We don't want them in those conditions either. We want to get them out of there, but we need funding so HSS can get the adequate bed space. Yep. But the thing is absolute to Congress.
But Mark, you're never going to have a Hyatt at the border. It's never going to be great. That's never with the intention.
That's absolutely right. And that's another thing. It's like a police station. I mean, people know what a police station looks like. Like you said, it's not the Hyatt. But specifically with kids, we do want kids out of those facilities. Kids should not be in those facilities. But again, this comes down to funding. We've been pleading with Congress to pass the supplemental so we can get the kids out of there, and they've been sitting on their hands. Well, and then they vilify Border Patrol and ICE when they could solve this problem.
Right. Mark, you say it comes down to funding. Really, it comes down to politics. You're just going to nod. Yeah.
You would think, Mark, that if Democrats were so concerned, as they should be, about children living in these conditions, that they would want to come to the table and actually have a solution. I have yet to see that. I'm going to remain a little optimistic, though.
Well, and that's why, you know, I don't want to get into the politics arena. I'm a law enforcement professional, and it's pretty simple to me. If you want kids to get out of these unsafe conditions, then pass the darn supplemental.
Right.
Fund HSS, and we can get kids to where they need to be.
And let me tell you, they need to message that a lot better than they are, because the media, ABC, NBC, and CBS, are not going to run the story. They're going to run the story that things are bad, but they're not going to run the story why they're bad. And they're bad because they're overwhelmed and they don't have enough money. And then you'll hear these damn Democrats say, it's all Trump's making. It's Trump. This is what Trump did wrong again today. If Trump did this, it's not because we didn't fund it. It's because of what Trump did. And that is just wrong. Absolutely wrong. And I wish the media would kind of wake up here. And Fox has got it. Some other people have got it. We've got it. But ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, they're still carrying the water for the Democrats. And Donald Trump is bad. All Democrats and what they believe are absolutely great. News 93.1, Dan Marsh Show, the last and final hour. Right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.